How to create a tiny product. If I only had to say one thing about it, I'd say you create a tiny product by putting in a tiny amount of effort. How tiny? My smallest product was 6x4 pixels small. I generated my own color swatches via the HSL color model, randomly colored some of my pixels, and then resized my little 6x4 creation to 4K, which is 3,840 by 2,168 pixels. I resized it using Image Magic, which by default will blur the end result to create a beautifully smooth background. I uploaded them to Creative Market as 4K desktop backgrounds and made $60 in sales before I shut the experiment down. I had another $60 there already from a much more complex product, one that took months and generated 30,000 bootstrap card designs and had a variation that was connected to Stripe. Bootstrap helps with the graphic user interface design, and Stripe is a payment processing gateway. I fully embrace failure in my product design. I almost want it, because that is the best way to learn. Make your product small and beautiful, and learn from your failures. I classified my computer creations as minimum viable products. And I continue my search for tiny and valuable inventions. I'm currently looking at automatically generating dance and workout music. If you don't like computers, then that may be even better. Adam Savage, of Mythbusters fame, had a small video about handmade products, in which he mentions markets like Etsy. Handmade does not mean hard work. You kind of probably should sell products that are not yet assembled, so product kits. You can manufacture them by looking around for a local business that will help you machine parts, or online, where you can 3D print prototypes or laser cut leather or wood or acrylic with Shapeways or Pinoco. You can also find a makerspace where you may be able to find the tools and advice you need. I know that selling cute wooden charms is not a way to build a business, but holding your first product in your hands is a very educational experience and money well spent. Plus, you get a new item for your design portfolio, where you can beautifully feature your diagrams, sketches, and ideas. Your earliest products are priceless. In 30 years, as you look through your portfolio, your silly wooden charms will make you very proud. The distance to a good product from a silly little charm is actually just a few more sketches and a CNC and laser cutter shop, where you can design a range of pricey wallets, for example. Or wallet kits, where you ship a futuristic wallet along with a little screwdriver and shiny brass screws, allowing the customer to customize it during the final assembly. Think of it as outsourcing your assembly to the customer and passing on the savings. And if you prefer modern technology, then design a range of cases for the Raspberry Pi. Here, it even makes greater sense to ship it as a kit. And of course, you don't need to include the Raspberry Pi itself. Just accept failure as a part of progress and focus on designing a range of very interesting products for three reasons. Learning the workflow, beginning with customer interest onwards to sales and getting a nice review or rating. Learning from failure, or you can call it slowly seeking a path to success, and filling your portfolio with beautiful sketches and prototypes, documenting your path to success, and later publishing your design portfolio as an actual book that people all over the world can use for inspiration. It is better to start slowly, a little bit at a time. Focus on creating miniature side businesses first, and enjoy the product design, leaving nothing out of your portfolio.